Competing to win. A triumph of determination. Page 135.
On a cool March morning in 1985, a young musher by the name of Libby Riddles pulled her team to the starting line of the Iditarod, unaware that not quite 3 weeks later, she would forever be a part of Alaska lore. Riddles became the first woman to win the Iditarod, and she did it in a way that left the boys feeling a little less than macho. Riddles led the Iditarod into Shaktulik when a vicious ground storm kicked up.
Are you worried at all about going into this wind into Koyuk? Is that going to bother your team at all?
Yeah, I'd say it probably would bother them, but I might do it anyway.
And she did, heading out into the wind to Koyuk just 60 miles away. And when she arrived the next day, after a brutal night camping in the storm, Riddles had a hard-earned and even harder-to-overcome six-hour lead.
I made an agreement with myself before I left that if I take off, I wasn't going to come back, even if it's crummy. You know, it was hard. I had to really tell myself to, you know, take off my wet clothes and put on my fur pullover, and I had to just keep talking to myself and telling me what to do, you know?
It's a good thing Riddles listened to herself. Her bold move turned the rest of the race into a 170-mile victory lap as Riddles cruised to Nome and into the history books.
Welcome to Nome, Libby!